So last week was an amazing week. It was actually wonderful to experience this little outpouring of God with the family of God that I care about, I love. It's an answer to prayer. It's a blessing. I know many of you have been praying for these things, and I believe it's just a trickle of what God wants to do in our future. Keep praying. What God has put on my heart today is this couple of verses from Joel chapter 2, verse 30 through 32. Let's read them right now. "And I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." We'll stop there. Today I just feel to share with you something that God has used in my life many times. It's actually probably about five times, maybe five or six times over the past 10 years or so. It's a sign that I feel very personal, that the Lord has very personally given to me. And it will be an encouragement, because the timing of God is often so incredible that when you see God is moving, God does things, it almost brings chills to you. And this is one of those things that God has done for me that I would like to share with you today, because it is a blessing for not only me, but for this house as well. So I'd like to share that with you. But before I do, I just want to mention for a moment, I don't feel that we can go past what happened last week and just ignore it or not even mention anything about it. This was a genuine move of God that happened to us for just a short period of time. God began an awakening, a greater awakening, in the hearts and the lives of many. And there are the effects of it. There's often excitement that is built after that. Excitement just builds up in it, and we can't stop talking about it. And there's anticipation for what the future is. When God begins to move, it really is an exciting time. We experience those same things that the missionary last week Mike talked about. We're actually in that same place. We did not know him at the time, but we were probably there at the same time in that same year, experiencing those same touches of God night after night. Just incredible. I know many of you have been praying about these things for a long time. God is beginning to answer those prayers. It's a long time of prayer. That's the way it often is. Before God begins to move, there's often a season of prayer to tenderize our hearts and get us ready for what He wants to do. To in essence, change the wineskin of our hearts so that He could pour the new wine into them. And so He does that. We are to be a people of not only just the truth of the Word, but we are to be a people who experiences Him. Right? We are to worship in spirit and in truth. We are to have the Word, which is the truth. We are to have the Spirit, which often comes in ways like we seen last week. A real experience that we could take away and we can know God is real. Right? If you were here, you would have to say, God is real. And no one can take that away from you. No one can convince you. Once God touches you in those ways, no one can convince you that He's not real, that He's not personal, that He doesn't hear you. Because you know deep down in your heart that He is real. And that He does care for you. And He does love for you. And He does love you. And He is for us. And sometimes it just makes us uncomfortable. I get that. I get that, because it's so different. And it makes us uncomfortable. But this is often the struggle that we have to work through in our own hearts. Because the question is biblical, and it's always And so we can see in many, many passages that it is biblical. Wherever Jesus went, there was these kinds of things that followed him. Wherever Jesus went, there's demons crying out, there's people crying out, there's people interrupting even his teachings. There's Jesus, it's follow Jesus all over the place. Very biblical. Might make us uncomfortable, but it's very biblical. And some might wonder, does God want to do this in us? Is this just a one-time thing? Or does God want to continue this kind of move among us? That's a fair question. Because sometimes the move of God happens and then it's gone. But I don't believe God wants to do that. And that's what I really want to talk to you about today. Because this is a word that God has given to me, and he has used this to encourage my heart many, many times. Many, many times, meaning 5 or 6 times. But they've been in key season and at key times. You see, at times, ever since I experienced the move of God, it was in probably a genuine move of God on a corporate level. I had experienced God many times, much more than 5 or 6 times. In my own personal life. And that was incredible. Those times were incredible. I can remember many of them so vividly. But then an experience of God in a corporate atmosphere is so much different. So much more powerful because so many people are just hungry for God, seeking after God, calling out to God. Just an incredible thing. And there are times, even for the last 20 years, that I just cried out for God to revive me, for God to revive our churches, just cried out for revival. This outpouring of God's Spirit to awaken us to a greater experience of Him. And so over these last 20 years, I've cried out to God. And as so many things that don't get answered right away, sometimes you go in cycles where the intensity is so great, and then sometimes it wanes off a little bit. And then it picks up at other times, and it wanes off a little bit.
And so it is, and been in my prayer life, that sometimes other things, you know, take priority, and they occupy our minds and our thoughts and our prayer lives. But that subject of sometimes it's very intense. And a sign that God has just given to me. It's just a personal thing for me. It's like me and God have this little thing going. One of the things is this verse. It's in these verses where the verse says, before, he says, I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh in those last days. And we're certainly in those last days. Does anybody not think we're in the last days? Everything biblical is coming to pass that the Bible told us would occur in the last days. And so he says, I'm going to pour out my Spirit in the last days. What that means is that God's Spirit is going to revive us. There's going to be a revival like in the earth. There's going to be a revival in the earth before the last days come. And what's going to accompany it are signs. Signs in the heavens. And one of the signs in the heavens is a blood moon. And this is the sign that God has given me over and over and over again. It seems like I am not a big star watcher. I'm not a big, you know, I don't have a telescope. I don't have anything like that. But it just so happens that many times, whenever the cry for revival has come into my life again, that God shows me a sign in the heavens of a red moon. I don't know why he just does it. Because he's so interested. He's so great to us. He just cares about us so much. That over and over I've seen this. As the cry for revival goes out, he shows me this red moon. And it's a sign which just says, keep going, you're on the right track. Keep going, I'm hearing you. Keep going, I want to do it. And it provides such great encouragement to me when he responds to me in these ways. I don't know, I don't watch the charts, I don't watch all those things. It just so happens that he's done it because he's so good to us. Now that might not mean anything to you, but it has meant a great deal to me that he's done this for me. This little guy just praying for his presence to be experienced not only by me, but by those around me, that we would know who he is in a greater and greater way.
And he has shown me this moon that looks red. Several times, several key times. And what I want to tell you today is something that happened.
Because I just learned of something this week. God opened my eyes to it, and it was amazing to me. It was amazing to me. It starts on October 8th.
Last Sunday was October 19th. October 8th.
Actually, October 7th. Fran and I are just watching the news. It's
something we do sometimes before we go to sleep.
We watch the news, and I heard them say, there's going to be an eclipse of the moon on the next day, October 8th. And so I say to myself, well, I've actually never sought out to see one of these things, but at that time, I stored it in the back of my head and said, and actually God made it so easy. He even made it so that it was around 6 in the morning, 5:30 in the morning. I'm like, oh, this is very nice and very convenient for me. I'm up at that time. I'll look around and see what's going on. So I get up, and actually Fran was up first, and I told her, you know, see if you could see something out there. And she looked around out the windows, and nothing could be seen. And it was a nice, clear day. And then I went downstairs, and I'm checking all the windows outside the house, and I couldn't find anything. And so I thought, well, maybe it's above the house, the moon. I can't see the moon. And so I figured, okay, I'm going to go outside. And so I go outside, and I still can't find the moon. I still can't find it. And so I'm searching around and looking all throughout the sky, and this does have a point.
And I'm just about to turn to go back in the house.
And I happen to look out in the west, and really low in the sky, between a couple of trees that if I wasn't in this one exact spot, I wouldn't have seen. Between these couple of trees, I see the moon. And it is eclipsed. And it is so red. It is just so red. And so, after what happened last week, I was like, oh man, this is another one of those signs. This is another one of those signs. God is just giving me another sign that you're on the right track. You want the right things. I want to do the same thing in you. Here's another red moon for you. And I say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. I receive what you're saying to me.
And so, I'm not an astronomer. I mostly don't care about these things. They don't interest me greatly. But this week I decided to look up, why is the moon red?
Why is it red? And this is what I found. You could look this up.
I'm just going to read you something.
A very small snippet from one of the articles about this. It says, on October 8th, this is the second and final total lunar eclipse of 2014.
It will occur early Wednesday morning, just before sunrise in the eastern time zone, in the middle of the night on the west coast.
The moon will appear a coppery red, so it has been called
a blood moon. It'll look red because all the sunsets and sunrises from the earth will reflect onto the lunar surface. During the eclipse, although it's completely in the shadow of the earth, a bit of reddish sunlight still reaches the moon.
It's actually called a blood moon. It's actually called a blood moon.
Exactly like this verse says, there will be signs. Verse Verse 31, the sun will be turned into darkness and the moon into blood.
Astronomers call it the blood moon. It's not even Christians which call it the blood moon necessarily. They haven't named it. The astronomers, the scientists, many of whom don't believe in God, call it the blood moon. It's a sign in the heavens that God says, this is what I'm going to do before I come in the last days and when I'm going to pour out my Spirit on man. It's an amazing little thing that God has done for me to let us know. Keep going. Keep going. Don't stop. You're on the right track. I'm in this. And I want to do this in your lives. So I looked this up. And now put on your thinking caps for a minute. I'm going to tell you something. It's an important thing. I remember when I was a kid, there was a show called The Romper Room. And I used to watch it when I was a kid. And there was this lady, and she would tell us through the TV to put on our little thinking caps. And she would do something like this, and I couldn't see it, but I would always want a thinking cap, and I remember telling my mom, Mom, I want a thinking cap. So I'm saying, put on your thinking caps. See, what's happening now is, I think God is doing something like this, where He's saying, I'm going to show you signs in the heavens and the earth. I'm going to show you signs. You see, right now, we're in the middle of a season. And I just learned this week. This is really cool. We're in the middle of a season where God is causing total eclipses, just like this one, to be seen from the U.S. And He's doing it over and over and over and over. Then for the next year, there's going to be a series of four of these. We've seen two of them. There's going to be two more. There's going to be four consecutive total eclipses, four consecutive blood moons in a row in a couple of years. Now you say, well, that might not be that rare. Well, that's true. It might happen. But for instance, from the year 1600 to 1900, there wasn't even one of these consecutive four lunar eclipses. In 300 years, there was zero. But in this century, there's going to be nine of them. That means there's going to be 36 of these blood moons, all visible from the United States. All visible. 36 of them where before there weren't any. God says, in the last days, I will show signs and wonders in the heavens and in the earth. He's showing us the very thing that He tells us in His Word. I'm going to make that blood red moon before the last days. And where there were none before, there's an abundance now. It's actually so cool how it happens. What happens is the earth is blocking the moon, and the sun is on one side over here, the earth is right in its way, and the moon is over here. And what's happening is, you ever seen a sunrise, how the sky is all red? It looks beautiful, right? The sun goes down, and the clouds are all just burning red, and it looks so cool. Actually, what's happening in those eclipses is that the whole earth has this red ring, like a big sunrise or sunset all around it, and it reflects on the moon. It's the reflection of the sun that we can see on the moon. It's just this cool thing God does. It's a reflection of the sun. A reflection of the sun. As the sun of God just pours out His Spirit, it's a reflection on us as we receive that. That Spirit. Absolutely fascinating thing that God does.
And what's interesting about these?
What's interesting about these eclipses that are happening right now is that not only does the moon get eclipsed, but very, very shortly after, the sun does too. The other half of that verse says, I will turn the sun into darkness and I will turn the moon into blood. So last week, after our service on the 19th,
the lunar eclipse, the 8th,
the service where God pours out His Spirit on the 19th, 3 days later on the 22nd, God eclipses the sun. The sun, partial eclipse, turned into darkness. So we have, and this happens on all of these eclipses. It's going to happen on all four of these. There's going to be a blood red moon, and then there's going to be an eclipse of the sun.
So think about it.
Sandwich in between the blood red moon is the outpouring of God's Spirit in our midst, and then the sun goes to darkness. It's incredible to me. Part of the reason why it's incredible is because these things, these events could be predicted thousands of years ago. God in his infinite wisdom and has made the planets, and He has made them to be able to spin, to do the things and have the orbits that they do, so that man could actually calculate all the way back. Man knows exactly how many of these things have happened in the last thousands of years because God is so precise. And so God, actually, before the beginning of time, the implications of this are staggering to me. Before the beginning of time, God knew that this moon was going to come on the 8th. He knew that we were going to have this experience on the 19th.
And He knew that the sun was going to go dark on the 22nd.
Before time began, it's almost like God is saying, you're in the right place, at the right time, doing the right things. And I planned it all before time began. Because He knew that these signs would be in the heavens. And He knew that things that were happening would happen to us. It tells me
that the visit last week
was planned months ago. Without any knowledge of anything that was going to happen in the sky, without any knowledge of any of it, God still worked it out. He worked it out with the exact timing. This event's going to happen. That event's going to happen. This event's going to happen. Beautiful. He worked it all out. It's like He's telling us, you're going in the right direction. You're doing the right things. Continue on. I'm showing you. He's making heaven cry out. The heavens are crying out and saying, keep going. The heavens are crying out saying, yes, I'm with you. The heavens are crying out saying, you're in the right direction. The heavens are crying out saying, don't stop now. I'm giving you my signs. Move forward. Move forward. Move forward. That, to me, is an incredible encouragement. Incredible. That the God of the universe would do something like that. That he would orchestrate something so time-sensitive for us. That it makes the hair on my arms stand up. To know that our God is so personal, He cares about us so much, that He would do something so intricate, just as a sign for us.
It's a fascinating thing. So
if you're questioning, does God want to continue doing this thing? I say, yes, He does. I say all the signs that He points to, say, yes, He does. And that's what we really need to know. That's what we have to have settled in our hearts. Is God in this? If God's in it, let's go for it. If God's in it, let's press on. If God's in it, let's not let any obstacle get in our way. If God's in it, let's move forward. Because in His will, we are most protected. In His will, we are most we are most fulfilled in our lives.
God's showing us through His signs, through His wonders, that we are going in the right direction. Even last week,
we have signs in the heavens. We have signs. We have, last week, one of the things that the missionary kept saying over and over is, we have a well, we have a deep well, we have a reservoir here. This also has been one of those words that God has given me over and over for many, many years. At least, I think it was maybe 2006 when God spoke that word to me, that we were to redig the wells of revival that are right underneath us. The wells of revival. And over, He kept saying that there is a rich well right underneath you. There is a rich well right underneath you. I know God has led me to preach that word right here. There is a rich well right underneath. This is the way our church was founded. This is the way our church was catapulted from obscurity into something very meaningful in the kingdom of God. It was because there was this great outpouring of God's Spirit that began. We have not only signs in the heavens, we have people, men, God telling us they're on the right track. Keep going. This is the right direction. This is the right way. Follow in that path. The heavens are crying out. The Bible is telling us. The Bible is telling us. I will show signs. I will show wonders in the heavens and the earth. It says in verse 28, it says, "And it shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh." I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. He's going to pour out His Spirit. The signs are going to be in the heavens and the earth. And then He's going to come. Pour out His Spirit. There's going to be signs that are coming. And then He's going to come. We're in this place. We're in that time. We're in that season. Those last days. And God is fulfilling His word.
And now the question is, will we receive it? Will we receive it?
Will we not just think that this is a one-time event? Will we take it and say, this is something that we must go after? Because the hunger has stirred, but it's very easy for that hunger to wane away if we don't have it all the time. It's very easy because I have seen, you know, these seasons where yes, we're praying for revival very strongly, and then other things and life comes and all the difficulties of it and trials come, and it's very easy to be distracted. We have to settle in our minds. We are going to go after this in God. We are going to cooperate with God. We're going to pray. We're going to keep pressing in. We're going to continue to be violent and take it by force. We're going to ask God to pour out His Spirit on all flesh. When that happens, then God revives the church. Then God brings in people. Then God heals people. Then God saves people. And God does miraculous. He transforms lives. He heals relationships. He does all of these things.
And this is part of the benefit of us calling out to Him. Crying out to Him. Saying, "Lord, I believe You. I trust You. I want to be part of what You're doing in the earth in this season."
Those of you who are committed to praying for an outpouring of
God's Spirit, keep going. Those of you who are wondering, does God want to keep doing this?
Listen to what God tells us is going to happen.
Listen to what the Bible tells us is going to happen.
And then be encouraged and keep on your knees. Keep beseeching God that He will do this one day so that His kingdom will be glorified. Because what happens is when God's Spirit begins to move, there is an excitement and people just are drawn to it. There is an excitement, and even the unsaved are just drawn to it. When he begins to move, people begin to be healed, and then people are just drawn to it. God does this work. This is exactly the way it happened in the early workings of our church in 1907. This is exactly the way God had it. People got lit on fire for God, and then all of a sudden, the church started expanding everywhere. God wants to do that again
in us. Not that we're special, not that we're deserving of anything, but it is all His mercy, it is all His grace, it is all just us positioning ourselves and saying, yes, Lord, we want what You want to do in this earth. We want what You want in the earth. We are going to come into agreement with what You want to do in heaven and in earth. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Your will be done in my life as it is in heaven. Your will be done in my church as it is in heaven. It's when we come into this agreement, because we can't hinder things. We can't hinder the move of God. Or we can help it. Or we can say we agree with it and say, God, do what You want through us. Do what You want through us. Have Your way. Have Your will. Let Your Son be glorified in us. This is where God has us. This is what God wants to do in us and through us. He will come to a people who are laboring for Him. He will come to a people who want Him. He will come to a people who are hungry for Him, because the Bible tells us those who hunger and thirst for righteousness will be filled. The more hunger you have, the more you will be filled. The less hunger you have, the less you will be filled. If you're satisfied the way things are, then God will say, okay, fine, you're satisfied. If you're hungry for more, God will fill it. That's His word. That's His word. He's coming to a people who are crying out. Like the Revelation says, Maranatha. Those who are crying out, Maranatha, Lord, come quickly.
We need to be that people who are saying, Lord, come quickly. Lord, come powerfully. Lord, move in Your power.
Pour out Your Spirit upon us. If that's you, let's just pray right now. We'll pray at the end. I want to pray right now.
Let's just bow our heads and ask the Lord for it. Lord, we come to You. I thank You, Lord, for the signs You've given us. I thank You for the encouragement that You've given us, Lord. I thank You for the move of Your Spirit that You allowed us to experience together as a body, Lord. And I ask You that You would hear our cry as we say we want more of You, Lord, less of us, and more of You, Lord. We cry out for that revival. We cry out for the outpouring of Your Spirit, Lord. We cry out for You to move among us, Lord. We cry out for You that You would touch our family members, that touch our friends, touch this neighborhood, Lord. We cry out for You that you would heal, that You would restore, that You would reconcile, that Your name would be glorified, that Your will would be done here in this place, here in our lives, as it is in heaven. And I thank You, Lord. I praise You. I commit it to You in Jesus' name.
Amen.